We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's race weekend here in Richmond. The biggest event in Central Virginia each and every year, and Dennis Bickmeyer is with us. Gary Hess is going to hop on here too to talk to Dennis about the races. How you feeling today? You ready to go?
Yeah. My voice may not sound like it, but definitely ready to go. Obviously, a beautiful morning here at the racetrack, and a lot of day of action as well today, leading up to the Go Bowling 250 this evening.
Yeah, Dennis, Gary Hess here. You know, a lot of excitement with both of these races now being playoff races. And I got to start with the happenings downtown yesterday. Just how cool was it to see three of those Xfinity Series cars actually driving on downtown streets?
It was fantastic, Gary. And I was in the trolley in front of them and got some great videos and things. But it was just really cool to see everybody that was out for lunch. You know, cars are going by revving their engines, people are coming out of offices taking photos and videos and things like that, and it was just a great vibe really to kick everything off and welcome NASCAR back to Richmond. And and as you said, you know, these playoff races are really important. It's a great spot for us to be on in the schedule, and but yeah, just a really neat experience to really cruise down through the streets and see those race cars on the road, and especially when we rolled down through Shaco Bottom. That was pretty neat.
Now, for those who don't know, Dennis, tell us a little bit about today. For those who want to come out, there is on-track activity almost all day, isn't there?
Yeah, if you like seeing race cars going around this racetrack, today is an unbelievable day with couple different practice sessions for both series, qualifying for tonight's Go Bowling 250, qualifying for tomorrow's Federated Auto Parts 400. That's the Cup Series. And then, as I said, then the race tonight at 7:30 under the lights. And then, you know, mix in with all that, Gary, as you know, is just everything that goes on in the midway, music, food, entertainment, driver appearances, and on and on. So just really, you know, we packed a lot into this weekend. And for the families out there, you know, kids 12 and under free today. So when they get out of school, guys are looking for a little Friday fun. Come on down and see some racing tonight.
So talk to me a little bit about your position now in the Cup playoffs. You know, for several years there, you were the last race before the playoffs. Now in the playoffs, how much of a difference has that made?
Well, it's a big difference, Gary. It was a nice spark for us last year moving into the playoffs on the Cup Series. And then to be part of the Xfinity Series playoffs, not just part of it, to kick off the Xfinity Series playoffs tonight, is just another added attraction here for our fans. And just, you know, shows the importance of Richmond Raceway. Everyone wanted another short track in the playoffs, and we got it. And I think you and I may have touched on this before. You know, last year, our first year in the playoffs for the Cup Series, it's a little different. You know, Vegas was new, Richmond was new, Charlotte, which is the race after us, had been in the playoffs, but new in the fact that they are using what they call the Roval, part oval, part road course. And so there's a lot of unknowns and uncertainties about that race. And, you know, I think I felt like, you know, we were kind of getting passed over a little bit. We weren't in the dialogue, we weren't in the conversation very much because people were looking ahead to that Roval. Just I talked to a lot of teams, and we had Brad Keselowski in last week, and I feel like the dialogue has changed a little bit. I think now year two of these three races in the playoffs, I think the focus is definitely on Richmond. People know you got to get the job done here to be able to survive and move on in the playoffs.
We're talking to Richmond.
Hey, real quick.
Go ahead, John. Sorry.
I wanted to ask you, you know, because we're live at the auto auction at Motley's today, and apparently they're going to be 500 people out here, and one of the reasons they come, not just to bid on the cars, but a lot of people come to see the cars up close. And Gary kind of alluded to this, but I was really impressed, having been to the raceway before you opened the fan grounds, where I couldn't see the cars up close. I could just watch the race. Now you can bring your kids and see – the cars as they pull off the track and as they're as the mechanics are working on them. I think that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, thanks, John. And hard to believe, too, that we cut the ribbon on a new infield a year ago. Man, time has really, really flown by. But you're exactly right. I'm actually standing down in here right now. We don't open up until 9 o'clock, but there is a fan side of the garage, and there's a competition side of the garage, and you're right. I mean, when you're on the fan side, you're on an elevated walkway, an arm's length away from the race cars, and the team's working on the race cars. And our whole purpose was to really try to immerse the fans right back into the heart of the sport, and I think we did that with this design. And now a couple other racetracks have followed suit. Phoenix, Talladega, they got a new garage experience that will open up next month for their race, but I'm glad we were on the leading edge of it.
Dennis, so what's it cost to join you out there today?
Kids 12 and under are free today, and then a GA ticket today is $35. And, you know, we don't charge for parking, and you can bring in your own cooler, 16 by 16 by 16 soft-sided cooler. So I don't know any other sports that still allow you to do that. So
yeah, it sounds like the best deal going.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's what I love about our sport.
Dennis, talk about, you know, going back to that reimagined infield that you guys have come up with, the reviews have been just nonstop raving about that. Not just the access to the garage, but the area behind the pits and the, in turn one where fans can mill around and watch the race. What is the response you guys have gotten over there now that you're a year into it?
It's been very positive, Gary. And here's what's really kind of cool, too, is the fact that you can stay down in here the whole race if you want to. I mean, we've got the pedestrian tunnel that goes under the racetrack, so you can free flow. You can go up to your seat, you can come down inside, back and forth. But what I have found, you know, in our first two races of having this open last September and this past April is some people like just sit down in the turn one area in the what we call the Markel Entertainment Plaza and watch the race from down in there, because it's a completely different perspective watching the cars go through the turns, and you're sitting, you know, really kind of almost at eye level with the cars going through the turns there. So it just has given people more options on their experience and how they want to experience NASCAR here in Richmond.
Dennis, real quick, we got to go, but tell people where they can still get tickets.
Definitely RichmondRaceway.com, or come on out and see us here at the racetrack. We've got a few different ticket offices around the facility, and you can walk up and grab your tickets here.
Pretty good. Dennis Bickmeyer, the president at Richmond Raceway. I know it's going to be a great weather weekend for you in contrast with last year, so this is fantastic. I know it's going to be a big, big, exciting weekend for you. Appreciate it.
Definitely, and that helps with the weather, so appreciate you guys having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.